The rhythm of work, the rhythm of play, the rhythm of daily life. For Olu Dara, it's all about the things he does, the places he goes. It's about his neighborhood.
I want to go to the movies, show me my baby. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
And that neighborhood stretches farther than the eye can see. On this new release called Neighborhoods, composer, cornet player, guitarist, bandleader, and singer Olu Dara tells about what he knows best. People he's known, places he's visited, childhood memories, the natural world. This song, Bell and Ponce, is a story about going to the movies with his brothers as a kid. But there are others about his Congolese percussionist, about nature and racism and mature love. The style defies a neat label, and that is vintage Olu Dara, a blend of blues, funk, jazz, world beat, and African rhythms. Olu Dara joins me in the studio. Thanks so much for coming in.
It's my pleasure, Melinda.
Well, in the introduction, I gave you a bunch of musical labels, and I wonder if I missed any there.
Probably. I fit into anything, so I like to keep moving around and discovering styles that fit my fancy. There's so much music in the world, and there's a lot I haven't gotten to yet.
Now, you grew up in Natchez, Mississippi.
Yes.
And one hears Mississippi and thinks, you know, Delta blues.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, in Mississippi, I didn't think Delta blues like that. And when I got out of Mississippi, I felt that most people had pinpointed that one situation, a musical situation, which was Delta blues. But for me, that was just one link in the whole circle of musical activity.
I'd like to jump right into your new CD, and because so many of these songs on here make me smile, and I'm thinking of one particular cut here, Masamba. Tell us about that.
Masamba, he's in my band now, and he was one of the first members in my band, and we met maybe 25 years ago. He's from the Congo, and he was a dancer when I met him, and I didn't know that he was a percussionist, but his nephew, Tito Sampa, was my percussionist, and Tito decided to move to the West Coast, and I needed someone else who played the Congolese rhythms, because I was really attracted to it, and I didn't want to play without it.
Some of you are telling me, we did.
But it's not just the Congo we're hearing there. I'm hearing horns like I'd hear in the 60s, too.
Yes, but I would say that music right there has more to do with the West African sound than it does with the American sound. But it's very close. I mean, lots of music, a lot of the things I do musically, just different degrees of the same thing, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, you've been playing and performing and creating music for half a century, if I understand right.
You're exactly right. I started to play professionally at the age of 10, and I'm 60, so I have been playing for 50 years.
And yet, this is only your second recording.
Mm-hmm.
How come?
You know, I never really planned to do a solo CD, ever. I was happy doing lots of theater, regional theater, and composing for dancers. And I had a good career doing that. I really enjoyed that. And also writing plays of my own. And recording, I didn't know much about it. And like I tell people, being from Mississippi, if you notice, Mississippians are not really knocking down doors to record, you know. it's not part of our culture to do that. I think we just enjoy life, period.
You talked about Mississippi, and on this CD you have another native Mississippian, Cassandra Wilson,
yes,
playing here. I'd like to hear a little bit of Cassandra Wilson and Olu Dara here.
What happened to my ruby?
Oh, what happened to my precious?
Used to be an apple.
it better to be the apple or the apple pie?
Well, it should be complete. And the apple is really complete when it's turned into an apple pie and it's warmer.
And you have a lot of references in that song and in others to food. Why is that?
Well, I found that writing songs, there are not too many things to write about these days. Only thing moving is food, women, just a few things. Everything else is just buildings and cars and sidewalks, you know.
I have to ask you about Herb Man.
Yeah.
on this CD. I think we have a, we're going to hear a little cut of that first.
Gold Mary in the bag and tied around my neck for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me.
Tell me about the medicine man, the herb man here.
The herb man. Well, my grandmother, I wouldn't call her herbalist, but she healed me with herbal medicine. All the way through beginning until I left at 17. So I was already really enamored by herbs, and I knew the healing properties were very high level, and I've been that way ever since.
Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me.
You made a name for yourself in New York City in the 70s as a trumpet player, as part of the loft jazz scene there. But I understand that you really don't like to play the trumpet as much.
Well, I really never did. I started playing very young, and in a small town, if you play well, you're going to be employed to play and entertain. I enjoyed that part of it as an entertainer. But deep down inside, I never really was really in a place of happiness with it, you know. I mean, the way I saw it was like a mechanical piece of metal.
I read someplace that you said that when you played trumpet, it was that automatically labeled what you were playing as jazz. And that was almost like a shackle.
Yeah, it was. That's what happened. You know, I even broke away from music, playing the trumpet period for many years, going into theater and composing, just to get away from it, just to throw the label away, so I can reinvent myself.
Is there some musical form that you're looking at now that you might put on a future CD or work into future performances, something that you haven't drawn from before?
It's hard because I'm looking for something that I never heard before. I know it's there. I just have to do more traveling and more walking in the streets, you know. Sometimes I can see a homeless person hear the sounds they make. I think they're very pure sounds, because in reality, when the speaking voice is just a musical sound. When people speak to me, I listen to the music in their voice. If there's no music, I keep moving.
Do most people have music in their voices?
I would say 99%.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it depends on where they are. If they're home and when they're speaking to their loved ones and whatever, you can really hear the music in their voices because they let go.
What would you say the bedrock style of music is for you? If you had to pare it all down,
mm-hmm.
I mean, what is it that everything else is built on there?
It would be, some people call it country blues. To me, it's Mississippi music before radio, BR, which would be... which would be my grandmother. She would rock me to sleep and hum certain things to me that struck me right in my heart, you know. And since then, I haven't heard anything stronger than that, more meaningful.
I'm wondering on this CD, or what songs would be examples of that?
I would say Strange Things.
Alabama cornbread dipped in Georgia buttermilk. Bought my woman a hat and made from tapeworm silk.
Tapeworm silk. Frank my soul with fried and red clay. Strange things happen every day.
Did your grandmother sing like that?
There are some elements in there. Some very quiet and unique elements in there. You know, that's just an expansion of what she did. Now, hers was a little more gentle, and it was quieter, but there are some little hums in there, I do, that is strictly her.
Strange things happen every day.
Odara, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, Melinda.
Odara's new release is called Neighborhoods on Atlantic Records label.